my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I'm going to kind of continue the theme from the last podcast on dating and being single. I do have this article. This is a slightly sad reason so many men think they're still single. And it kind of hits close to home in a couple of ways for me, but I can identify with some of these, but maybe you do too. And right now, roughly a third of the adult population in the Western world could legitimately tick single under relationship status. In some ways, it's never been easier to meet people. So why are so many of us alone? Evolutionary psychologist Menelaos Apostolou wanted to come up with a theory. So where better to turn than for the forum of sages, Reddit? The question of how or even whether our ancestors evolved to partner up, is a contentious one that served as ground for a lot of debate in recent years. But while we all have our opinions on why finding the one is so hard, there isn't a specific consensus on what drives relationship trends. Speculation aside, we're lacking academic underpinnings on the nature of hooking up. Understanding singlehood requires at least two explanatory levels, namely a theoretical and an empirical one, says Apostolou in his report. Empirical observations can only take us so far, providing simple explanations on a case-by-case basis. To really get to the bottom of it, we need a sound theory that tells us why. He used this discussion website Reddit to collect responses to a question that didn't beat around the bush. Guys, why are you single? While the question focused specifically on one half of the population, it didn't limit itself to heterosexual relationships. Seeking deep and, well, not so deep reflections on why men of all sexual persuasions weren't somebody's FB bunny. Or snuggle bunny. In 20,207 replies in the thread, they were whittled down to 13,429 actual responses. Presumably after gifts, incoherent mumblings about lobsters. And armchair psychologist conjectures were whittled out. After further analysis, there were 6,794 quality answers that could be coded into 43 categories. Are you ready for the top five? Why didn't they give us 10 at least? Coming in at number five with 421 responses was a claim to possess poor flirting skills. My IQ drops to about 40 whenever I talk to women, said one pensive Reddit reader. At four was a simple lack of interest. Yeah, I can understand that one. With statements like, I like my freedom and privacy, and I can understand that one. Number three blamed a lack of effort. I can understand that. I've always believed relationships come and go on their own, said one rather zen responder. Low confidence came in at number two. Confidence is a key and I'm locked out, one guy quipped. And the number one reason why Reddit guys think they're not in a relationship, with 662 responses, is unattractive looks. Well, that kind of corresponds with the number that 80%, no, women thought 80% of guys were unattractive. This guy says he's ugly as fuck in heaven and have been cursed with awful genetics. Cue an awkward cough. Not to validate any of these responses, the list makes it clear that there are a bunch of common concerns that point to a potential framework explaining why a number of men in today's world are single. Excuse me while I take a drink of a adult beverage. Much less terrible than belching into the microphone. Rewinding the clock to simpler times, there were diverse ways for relationships to form, like meeting them in school. Just your chances of meeting people, because you, once you leave school, there are a lot less people to choose from, unless you go the internet route, and that just doesn't work for guys. And there are analytics to prove that. On that Better Bachelor channel, the women had the luck of the draw there. Just thousands of thirsty single beta males. Some were arranged, other the products of limited opportunity or other social pressures. In such cases, there was little need for most men to display their charms. Let's just call him Apasto wonders if there are some Reddit readers who sought relationships might have had more success in pre-industrial times. Answer, probably. Single modern men often lack flirting skills because in an ancestral pre-industrial context, the selection pressures on mechanisms which regulated mating effort and choosiness were weak. I at least don't think I have bad flirting skills. It's just getting to that next level is where that's a problem for some guys. Such skills are needed today because in post-industrial societies, mate choice is not regulated or forced. Women have the choice, but men have the choice of whether or not to pursue it, I guess. But people have to instead find mates on their own. Reading between the lines, it could be fair to say Apostol's theoretical framework claims levels of male isolation in today's world are simply down to the fact that, culturally speaking, men have never needed to really make an effort until now. Well, not all men. They call them Chads, the A-listers. Six-pack abs, square jaw, great job. That guy who scores a lot on the Tinder has his choice. It goes without saying that the study could benefit from a wider sampling, perhaps a comparative investigation from a non-male perspective using different sources. But the study does offer some food for thought on the matter of interpersonal relationships in the age of Tinder. There's plenty of room for debate in this theoretical model, which no doubt Reddit will deliver. This research was published in Evolutionary Psychological Science. And some of that, most of it is true. Yeah, a lot of guys are just
denied.
That was legitness.
even when you're an A-list Chad, you're not guaranteed anything. I remember doing a story about a neurological surgeon. He was pulling in about $4 million a year, and he thought he'd met the one, and they were married 5 years. Luckily, he found out through her phone that she was being a prostitute with other wealthy men. So, not good there. I did find another article that listed 43 reasons why so many men stay single. And if I can get that to move, here we go. And any of these sound familiar? Well, the first one does right off the bat. If you've been feeling especially single lately, here's some news that may help you feel a little less alone. A new study out of Cyprus University of Nicosia ranked the most common reasons why men say they're single. And get this, it based its finding on an analysis of 13,429 responses on a popular Reddit thread. It might not be the most scientific means of gathering, but hey, a lot of the dudes' comments are pretty relatable. And they got this selection. How do you feel about being single? I hate it, or it's a blast. How about feeling a little neutral? Why isn't that a selection? Thousands of men weighed in on the Reddit thread. After one user posted the question, "Guys, why are you single?" The replies ranged from the analytical, "I do get lonely, but I found that's a lot less painful than either rejection or just being with a very wrong person." Bingo! I think I'm in that area there. To the succinct, "I don't put myself out there." I can tab that too. "Since a lot of guys don't usually talk about this stuff in real life," I don't. I do here, I guess, but not with the people I talk with. "At least not with other men." The responses were raw, unfiltered, and unabashedly honest. In total, the study identified 43 reasons why men say they were single. One major strength of the current research is that it provides data from a large number of men who indicated the reasons for staying single at their own initiative and outside the context of an official study, the paper says. Listed below are the 9 most common reasons guys say they're single, plus some tips for how to get past each one. I should have looked this over better. 9 reasons. We got the poor looks coming in at number one here, including baldness and short stature. Well, I'm 6 foot and I have a full head of hair. Number of times this was mentioned, 662. Oh, God. And they got a picture of Jason Alexander and George Costanza and Seinfeld in a GIF that where he's doing the sexy pose for pictures. It's kind of funny. Hundreds of guys seem to feel that their looks weren't good enough to woo a partner. Because so what if you're not George Clooney or George Costanza? Certain personality traits and mannerisms, like confidence, can make all the difference. Oh, yes, there's the key word that I hear. I did, for a while, listen to some of the women who were offering advice to men on YouTube. And one of them was from, I think it's Wing Mam or something like that. And she goes, "Oh, so many women have told me that It turns them on when guys will stroke their forearms. And I'm going, what the hell? And this thing says, plus bald doesn't have to be bad. Low self-esteem, confidence. You don't have to be a naturally confident person. You just have to let other people think you are. Correcting things like posture, walk, and eye contact are small steps you can take to improve your self-esteem and be more comfortable when approaching someone for the first time. Man, if I had a dime or a date for every time a woman has said I look tired, I would be a rich man and dating every night. And come to find out during an eye exam, oh, you have droopy eyelids. We can take care of that. Oh, shit. But low effort. Yeah. Not trying to force a relationship definitely isn't a bad thing. But by not putting yourself out there, your lack of effort can be interpreted as being closed off and unapproachable. Yeah, shyness. Yeah, I got that problem. Shyness can be, I think, construed as being arrogant kind of thing. Check out our tips on making a great first impression with potential dates. Just not interested in relationships. Of course, many users said they were single by choice. Lots of people think flying solo is a bad thing. Not as bad as it used to be, but there are indeed many benefits to living a healthy single life. Poor flirting skills. Now, that goes to what I said before. Some guys also talked about their frustration with their inability to pick up on signals. Yeah, I don't pick up on signals very well. And flirt effectively. For some people, it comes naturally, but sometimes it takes some practice. I think getting up on stage and doing some stand-up comedy and doing this podcast has helped me in some of those areas, but introverted. Some people may have called me that before. Oftentimes, the thought of approaching a cute stranger can be a scary proposition, especially for introverts who prefer to keep to themselves. Yeah, I go through that for periods of time. That may be a bipolar after effect. I don't know. These tips to shine in social situations are a good way to learn how to step out of your shell. Oh, boy. Well, I haven't really said that yet. No, let's see. Recently broke up. Oh, why not use the old Friends thing that from the sitcom Friends. I remember this episode where the guy broke up with his girlfriend, or she died or something like that, and he hadn't been able to do it in 2 years, and Monica felt bad for him, and she was mad about it. When Joy told her, of course it was a line. She goes, why would a man do that? And then her brother goes, well, maybe your thinking is being too complicated. It's more like to get you into bed. It seems to be wary of pursuing new relationships after a breakup, especially if it was recent. But by carrying that weight with you, you'll never allow yourself to open up to the possibilities that can blossom If you meet someone else you have a bond with, recovering from a breakup, the right way will ensure you're ready to take on a new chapter. Well, not knowing the other person's status does not help with that, but when you ask about it, you get kind of a answer that really isn't an answer. Bad experiences from previous relationships. Yeah. Why are so many women interested in the bad guy? I heard on another YouTube channel about this female prison guard who was having sex with an inmate in front of 11 other prisoners, and she would give him things and charged with two felonies and all this. And some of the guys say some of these women that have had bad experiences with previous relationships, they wouldn't know how to deal with a nice guy. They would sabotage it. If you went through a negative experience from a past relationship, you might be inclined to avoid anything that could result in a repeat of that bad point in your life, as you stay away from people who are toxic and are a bad influence. Be sure to surround yourself with loved ones who can bring you back to a healthy, positive mindset. No available women. Well, that's a lot of truth to that around here. At least I'm not seeing much of that. Seems like the kind of overgeneralization that happens when you think there just isn't anyone out there for you. There are plenty of ways to meet potential partners, including through dating apps. More for women than guys. they shouldn't even included that. The stats bear out that women weed out so many guys. Here's how to make the best profile possible. And in case you're wondering, here are the rest of the most common reasons men said they're single. Overweight. Yeah. Different priorities. Shyness. Yeah. Take that one off. Too picky. I don't know. I guess I got kind of the Baywatch thing stuck in my head early on and never really left. Anxiety, yeah, tick that one off. Lack of time, socially awkward. Enjoy being single. Well, sometimes I do. Depression, poor character, no. Difficult to find women to match. Yeah. Poor mental health. Well, bipolar does not help in that area. Lack of achievements. Stuck with one girl in your head and can't get past it. Lack of social skills. Have not got over a previous relationship. Don't know how to start a relationship. Lack of money. I do not trust women. And on some of the things I read, they're not, some of them are not worth trusting. Not picking up clues of interest. There's a big one for me. Sexual issue. Fear of relationships. I am not interesting. Fear of rejection, yeah, tick that one. I would not be a good partner. I won't tick that one. Attracted to the wrong women. Oh, That's been a big tick for me. Under homosexual, a sample response, because this person is gay and 99% of the people I become attracted to are not. Just given up. Yeah, I could probably take that. It's not worth the effort. I'm beginning to see why that might be a tick. Fear of commitment. Health disability issue. Yeah, take that a little bit. Difficult to keep a relationship. Addictions and other reasons. I wonder what comes under the other. Well, I did find this little article about this woman wrote in that she was single, and she describes her colleague is the woman of your dreams. She is brainy and excellent at her job. She is stunning, too, with perfect hair, teeth, and body. She dresses like a goddess to work. Boy, I'd like to see more goddesses around here. She is a well-adjusted and happy person. She greets every person at work with a smile and a cheery hello. She is definitely more than a decent to me. Perfect, in fact. And here she is, single and available at the age of 35. Yeah, that's... she better start, well, and then we get to the reason why. Why is she still single, my colleagues whisper. She's so beautiful, she can marry any person. She's too picky. That beauty is not going to last forever. That's what a lot of dating profiles for women are. They're way too picky. And a lot of them, their beauty is not going to last forever. There must be something wrong with her. Men cannot tolerate her for a long time, perhaps. Married colleagues remind her that her biological clock is ticking. Jeez, why would you say that to another employee? And she will not be fertile much longer. She is wasting her youth and missing out on too much in life. She needed to prove to the world that she is a woman, and there is only one way to do it. No one bothered to listen to the actual reason behind her choice to be single, to be independent. I have everything I need now. I do not need another person to complete or sustain me. I am happy and fulfilled. I may meet someone who will make me happier than I am today. Meanwhile, I will enjoy what I have today, she once told me. She is decent and happily single, and it is her choice. Yes, it is. And for those of you who remember the evangelist Billy Graham, I did hear him once say that there isn't somebody for everybody. And I do believe that's true. And I think a lot of men and women are discovering that they're a lot more happier just being on their own. Oh, let's see what we got here. this Chris Frailer studied criminal justice and psychology at University of Cincinnati. Self-aware, they know their worth. Once you become self-aware, the dating pool significantly decreases. Yeah. They've experienced abusive relationships in the past and choose solitude over more abuse. They're taking time to work on their self. Once you know your worth, you will attract a better quality partner. And that's when people will sabotage their self because they don't know how to handle a guy who's really good to them, or they'll deem them a pushover and can get anything they want from them. Especially when it comes to the old wallet. Ka-ching! Gold digger. They're tired of all the games. I've never really dated and have yet to take the plunge, to be honest. Not appealing to me. From what I've read and hear from others, crazy is the game. Many others will settle. A lot are not willing to settle. They will wait. And this person says, I know a lady who is 45, 5 foot 8 inches tall, incredibly gorgeous, great figure, dresses superbly, wealthy. She was divorced and works for herself in her own business, which she started after her divorce. Lives on a farm 15 miles outside of the city, is fit and strong, does all the farm work, rides and raises horses and cattle, dances wonderfully, but can't get a date. She asked me why she couldn't get a date, and I told her it was because she was intimidating to men. Why was she intimidating to men? I said. It's because she is 5 foot 8 inches tall, incredibly gorgeous, great figure, dresses superbly, is wealthy, lives on a farm, fit and strong, does all the farm work, dances wonderfully. She's perfect. Many men would find her above them, and the other men would be afraid to ask her out on a date. Hell, lady, just walk into a damn bar by yourself and don't tell them any of this stuff. Just tell them something different. You could have a guy every night. Wait till, you know, that's a big one for me, too. You know, when there is an attractive woman that I would talk with, she's always got her group of blockers with her, and that's a little intimidating there. Let's see. Many men have stopped chasing women, thus accepting that they will die alone and childless. Why are there so many more single women than men? I know at least 15 beautiful, smart, loving single women, and only about 3 good single men, and the gap only gets greater, I guess. Let's see. When I was in college, I saw a lot of lovebirds. This is by Nancy Millar. They said their love is so pure and true. They said no one can separate them because their love is strong. They said they were made for each other. They are so lovely, dovey couples. They registered their love to the whole college. They talked to each other daily on the phone, even though mobiles are banned in our hostel. Stated hostel, and didn't mention banning phones. What the deal is there? He is mine and she is mine dialogues. After finishing the college, we will marry. And you are my everything and I can't live without you dialogues. Now, I saw the same couples married, but to do 2 different partners. What happened to your promises? Yeah, what happened there? Kind of like when Chelsea Handler, she's up in her 40s and she's espousing her love for a guy she's known for like over a decade. And maybe her past relationships. I mean, she might sabotage this because he sounds like a pretty decent guy. And she better not screw it up if she's so interested in him now. Oh, let's see. Why so many decent people are single nowadays? Because they don't like time past love? Just for the looks, just for the status, just for the money, just for the benefits, and for the time past. They don't need the type of love. Actually, that is not love. They are tired of this. Fake people and love. That's why most men, most of them, are single nowadays. The best, this is from Evelyn Krasnick. The best people I know are single, and it's for one main reason. They are looking for the one. For a lot of A-listers, it's many ones. They want their true love. They desire something real, something that takes time to build, but something that will last forever. They are careful with who they choose to fall for, and they have high expectations. Oh, yeah. Your very high list of expectations for even qualifying a guy for a date. And they are choosy in who they will settle down with. They live by the concept of delayed gratification. Constantly hoping that amongst all of these people who live to satisfy their temporary pleasures, one will appear that has real and pure intentions. They are dreamers, yet they are observant, and they have been hurt in the past, but they believe in better, they strive for better, and I really hope they find it. And this is from Fief. She studied journalism. There are only two things I occasionally yearn for now that I'm single. Cuddles and being pampered when I've had a tough day. Are there kids in tow? Neither of those is an urgency, and neither is incentive enough to suffer the indignity associated with dating sites or the risk-reward ratio associated with relationships. That's a meme which says dating is just slowly gathering information about someone until you decide you don't like them. Yeah, once you know everyone's secrets, the tingles kind of go away. There are no doubt billions of men on this planet who could give me both of those things in abundance, but what fresh hell would I have to put up with just to get those two things? What, and the men go, what fresh hell am I getting into too? And that is why so many decent people are single. It is precisely because they're decent. There we go with the woman going for the bad boy. And they don't wish to potentially compromise or waste any more of their decency on unworthy individuals or on a non-reciprocal partnerships. Those who just want to be with you for the ka-ching. Also, I will not under any circumstances relinquish the remote control, not even to God himself. Ooh. To strike me off your list if you wouldn't give me the remote control at any time. The answer by Melissa, it all so much better than I ever could. She has captured my experience and thoughts to the letter. Edit there. Melissa Meyer. And why are so many decent people single? We're pretty boring. Oh, great. We genuinely care about getting to work on time with a clear mind, which means no heavy partying, where a lot of people find their partners, or at least hook up. We want to advance our careers so we don't take a lot of impromptu mental health days just because we can. We have a good work-life balance, but if forced to choose between fun and responsibility, responsibility wins. Each time, all the time, responsible people equals boring people. Probably very true. And we're very practical. We express our feelings in practical ways that show we care. That is our native talent. And I don't know how to explain this except to give an example. I started dating a man whose company was notorious for giving people the axe randomly. And at this time, I was a freelance copywriter. Once he and I were extremely involved with each other, I got a full-time job with the best health insurance I could find. So if my partner did get the axe and ended up falling ill, he could jump on my plan if need be. If someone did the same for me, I would be all over the freaking moon. And being fairly predictable. I often think that a lot of people want to be with someone they feel they have to keep up with, or at least keep out of trouble. Decent single people are loyal. Well, I would tick that one. The right one came along. We don't want wandering eyes, roving thoughts, or relationship wanderlust. There's very little chance that we'll simply walk away from a relationship or marriage, not without really working on it first. Ooh, kind of marriage counseling. Or at least giving it a lot of time. And our partner's fair warning, for some people who don't appreciate this quality, this translates as, okay, I got this in the bag. When's the next chase? And that's when things start going awry or owry. And we're traditional. We want family. We want marriage. Even if it's family of only two, we want our partners to be part of our extended families and friends. Community means a lot to us. To some people, especially those who grew up in dysfunctional environments, they may seem oppressive, threatening, or just plain claustrophobic. And it doesn't sound like a lot of fun either. And they're ethical. What does this mean in terms of relationships? We don't just randomly pick any Tom, Dick, or Harry Dick because he's handsome, witty, and has a fat bank balance. Love isn't a game of spin the bottle where all of the participants are thought of as, I guess any would do. Thus, we're not too interested if we like doing the same things. It's how those small moments in a day measure up, the interactions. We delve deep, looking at other things like ethics and values. If someone is kind to a little old ladies and sick pets, if they help their buddies move and give to charity, how well and honestly they communicate. This also doesn't mean that we settle for someone we're not attracted to, because that's not very ethical either. Gotta have this. Unfortunately, decent single people are often cast in the roles of sexless. What is the term for it? Incel, involuntary celibate. Passionless, humorless, milquetoast, because the words sexy and passionate and decent create mental contradiction. Decent single people, because they're decent, ultimately want people much like themselves, and we are far and few between in this day and age. You probably could add age of the internet there. It's just hard for us to find each other. Yep. And that's the way the cookie crumbles on this one. I think we're going to stop right there. and call it quits on this podcast for the time being.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
For those of you who are longtime listeners to the program, you have heard my stock outro many times. So I'd just like to say thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great week. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye for now.